Mr. Sun came up and he smiled at me. Said it's gonna be a good one, just wait and see. Jumped out of bed and I ran outside, feeling so extra satisfied. It's the best day. The best day ever. It's the best day ever. Sometimes the little things start closing in on me. When I'm feeling down, I gotta lose that crown. I stick my head out the window and I look up. This magic that's happened right before my eyes. Oh, soon this term moon will be shining bright, and the best day ever's gonna last all night. It's the best day ever. It's the best day ever. It's the best day ever. It's the best day ever.
You've got that right, brother. My brother Leo, who is to me not Leo, but Tiger, the name that my dad called me and that his father called him. So now we are one another's Tiger. It's a cute and endearing thing, and it speaks to the little child in each of us. It is the best day ever, or as I say, it's the best day ever. And I will not change my mind. We know that the operative part in this declaration is the second part. And I will not change my mind. Because as all of us know, when you make a declaration to the universe, that declaration will be tested. There will come trials. There will come challenges, and there will come setbacks. This is the universe asking of us, is this a serious statement that you have made? Is it like a tree planted by the living waters that cannot be moved by the winds of what goes on in the surround? Or is it like a reed shaking in the wind? One time, steady, when there is no heavy breeze, feeling like I am sure of myself and who I am and what I have declared myself to be. But let a wind come, a harsh wind. Let sleet come, heavy rain. What does the reed do? It shakes like a reed in the wind. And so what I believe that we're doing together as we gather together for the purpose of the transformation of our minds is that we are seeking to discontinue being a reed and to be a tree planted by the living waters of the truth of who we are, the truth of what and who God is, the truth of what life is all about. A tree planted by the living waters of these truths about all that is cannot be moved by any challenges, by any setbacks, by anything that may seem to come against it. One declares and keeps the promise of that declaration, it's the best day ever, and I will not change my mind. The theme of my communication today, as you can see in your program, is seekers of truth. There are many people who declare that this is what they are. I am a truth seeker. Back some 20 years ago or so, it was one of the most popular terms that people indicated with their I am statements, particularly throughout the Unity movement, the Science of Mind movement, and the Course in Miracles movement. Everyone was happy to declare to anyone who cared to listen, I am a seeker of the truth. Who are you? I'm a truth seeker. And they said it with such pride, and they said it as though they had reached a goal and were at that goal's end. I am a seeker of the truth. I am a truth seeker. I remember asking a number of people when they, and still do when they declare that they are a seeker of the truth or a truth seeker, how long have you been a seeker of the truth? And many have declared, oh, since I was a child. Since I was a child, I always knew that there was some truth for me to grasp about life that would bring me peace, that would bring me a sense of bubble over joy. I am a seeker of that truth. I've been that way since I was a child, and then through my teen years, and then in my 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and now I'm 60, and I am happy to declare I am still a truth seeker. I am still a seeker of the truth. And I know that I always will be. This is my passion. This is my reason for living, to be a seeker of the truth. I remember responding back to a few of them in a way that shocked them. Some it angered. A few it enraged. After hearing them tell me I have been a seeker of the truth since I was a child, all through my teen years, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and now in my mid-60s, I am still a seeker of the truth. And I plan to be for the rest of my life. They got that out of their mouths. And I looked at them sadly and said, how sad that is. Excuse me? You're being a seeker of the truth your entire lifetime. How sad that is for me to hear. Excuse me? What are you saying, Reverend? Or what are you saying, Pastor? Or what are you saying, Carlos? It's sad that I am a seeker of the truth, a truth seeker? I've always been so proud of it. And now you're telling me that to hear my testimony makes you sad? I don't get it. Let me tell you why I said. Why is it that truth seekers, seekers of the truth, who have been on a path of seeking the truth, who have had an I am statement that I am a seeker of the truth, makes me so sad. Because the end goal is not to be a seeker of the truth. It is not to be a truth seeker. It is to be a truth founder. I have found the truth. And it is true about the truth that the truth has set me free. Has set me free from all fear, all doubt, all sense of danger, all thoughts that anything was not just as it should be and perfect in every way. Truth seeking is not the goal, which is why I gave you that scripture, which is an abbreviated version of the letter written by Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. Seek, and ye shall find. This is the goal of Jesus as the teacher, as the rabbi, as the savior, as the Messiah, to his believers, to those who want to find the truth. He was surrounded by truth seekers. And so he says, gently, seek, and you shall find. The goal is not to be a truth seeker. It's to be a truth. I have found it. I have found that I am the truth that sets me free. I have a new ID. I have a new identity. I am a new I am. Just as Nicodemus, the learned rabbi, who knew all of the laws, all of what he should do and should not do, and he kept those laws. He was vigilant, a vigilant keeper of the laws of his people, and he had risen high in the religious ladder, high and a level of success, known to be a man of outstanding understanding and wisdom. And yet in the presence of Jesus, he knew that this man had something he didn't have, and he wanted to know what it was. And so he asked Jesus, could you meet me secretly at night? I need to ask you a few questions. And Jesus said, of course I will. And when they met, and Nicodemus approached the subject with Jesus, in whom he saw a radiant light, unlike any he had ever seen in an embodied human being. Where did you get that light? I have kept the law. I know the law. I teach the law. I preach the law. Where did you get what I don't have? And Jesus answered the answer that each of us should hear for ourselves. Nicodemus, he said, and he didn't follow it with more understanding of the law, more following the do's and don'ts of religion. He simply said, my brother Nicodemus, you must be born again. My revelation through spirit of what he means is this: the same old you, the same old you, the same old you cannot do anything that is vastly different than what the same old you has been doing all along. The I am that I have witnessed many people who are seekers of the truth carry with them is that I am working on forgiveness. I have been working on forgiveness for the better part of my life. I am working on forgiving my father. I am working on forgiving my mother. I am working on forgiving the bullies in my neighborhood, the bullies at school. I am working on forgiving the people in power who took advantage of us, those who visited me with racism or sexism or homophobia or oppression of any kind, those who have hurt me to the core early in my life, and those who have been added to that list of people who have hurt me to the core throughout my life, in my teens, in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s, in my 50s, and now in my 60s, there are still additions to the list of the numbers who have hurt me. I am working on forgiveness. I have been working on forgiveness for years, and I'm serious about it. I have a library of spiritual books, and I have more than dozens of them on forgiveness. I go regularly to forgiveness circles where we watch DVDs on forgiveness, and we listen to CDs about forgiveness, and we sit in a circle and read from any number of books there are available on forgiveness. I go to every seminar, to every workshop, to every retreat about forgiveness, gathered around that theme that shows you, and it proves to me, myself, and I, that I am serious about mastering the art of forgiveness. I am serious about arriving at a place where I will have learned to drop the rock. How sad. It strikes me as quite sad, hearing such testimonies from my brothers and sisters. It very much used to surprise me, but does no more, that so many truth teachers are working on forgiveness and have been for years and years and years. And they not only attend workshops and seminars and retreats on forgiveness, they facilitate them. They stand in leadership as a leader who has the capacity to extend to those gathered the tools and their proper use to attain the state of forgiveness. I have known countless, trust me. I have been in this work a long time. I first found unity in the early 1970s. I was 21 years old. And on the 16th of this month, I will have concluded my 74th year. In my ministry with Johnny Earl, we traveled and worked with countless people who were ministers in unity, ministers in science of mind, A Course in Miracles teachers for years, whose hearts were filled with bitterness and non-forgiveness. Some of the people who I have discovered most are masters at holding on to a grudge and extending judgment and condemnation to those who have trespassed against them in their own mind. I have known more of these people who are in the position of being Unity ministers, Unity licensed teachers, A Course in Miracles teachers and facilitators, Science of Mind teachers, leaders, ministers. I have discovered what blew me away to discover, that it is easier in my witness for the people I know from neighborhood bars, people I know from my days of hanging out, chilling, smoking a joint, having a drink with regular folk who do not go to church, nor do they go to workshops, seminars, and retreats. Just regular folk. Get up, read the paper, go to work. Get home, watch some TV. And I've witnessed how far more quickly such as these are able to drop the rock, to vent when something happens that they feel is wounding, to get it out of their system in a day, in a week, in a month or two, and then they get over it and they move on. And what hurt them no longer occupies 90% of their time. Perhaps it's because they're not truth seekers. They're just plain people. One cannot change into being a forgiving person by reading books about it, even a library full, or hearing messages, lessons, sermons about it, regardless of how many, sitting in circles, listening to forgiveness CDs, or watching on big screen forgiveness videos and DVDs, catching that next workshop, that next retreat. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. This retreat is 3 weeks long, and it is being led by a male and female couple from India. Oh my God, I've got to go. Come with. This is awesome. That is not how we get from where we are to where we want to be. Because what we do is sponsored by who we say we are. If who I say I am is a victim of what someone else has done, then it is the victim I am. It is that state of consciousness. It is that self-identity that is trying to undo itself. I am the hurt one, the victimized one, and I am doing everything I can, doggone it, with everything I've got, doggone it, to forgive my mom, to forgive my dad, to forgive those bullies, to forgive the guy who stole my job, to forgive so many who have hurt me. I'm giving it my all. Well, that I am, by my own choice to believe that is who I am, cannot undo itself. To get from here to there, the most expedient way, the simplest way, dare I say, the only way to get from I am the victim to a place of I am victorious. The quickest way, the easiest way, the simplest way, dare I say, the only way to get from here to there is to be there. It's a matter of our I am. It's a matter of who we say we are. One cannot learn to be forgiving. One must know, I am forgiving. It's who I am, not what I need to learn to do. I am forgiving because I am invulnerable, because I am the power of God and the peace of God and the love of God. That is who I am. And from that naturally springs forth an outpouring that is endless of the forgiveness that we extend, which is not what we do. We extend who I am. And it blesses the world. From Jonathan Livingston Seagull, a question was asked, what was the easiest way, the fastest way, for me to get from this cliff to the cliff across the chasm? And the answer, be there. I'm complete. Amen.
Let me remember what is worth remembering. The fastest way, the most expedient way to get there from here is to be there. I must say that again. Let me remember what is well worth remembering. That the quickest way, the most expedient way to get there from here is to be there. Once more, to fulfill the law of three, let me remember what is well worth remembering, that the quickest way, the most expedient way to get there from here is to be there. Here is everywhere. Everywhere is here. Here is everywhere. Everywhere is here. Here is everywhere. Everywhere is here. So let me remember what is well worth remembering. That the quickest way to get there from here is to be there. Let me say that again. let me remember what is well worth remembering. That is the quickest way, the most expedient way to get there from here is to be there. Finally again for the law of three. Let me remember what is well worth remembering. That the quickest way, the most expedient way to get there from here is to be there. Here is everywhere. Everywhere is here. Here is everywhere. Everywhere is here. Here is everywhere. Everywhere is here. Remember.
Let me run through a field in the night. Let me lift from the ground till my soul is in flight. Let me sway like the shade of a tree. Let me swirl like a cloud in a storm on the sea. Wish me on my way through the dawning day. I wanna flow, wanna rise, wanna spill. Wanna grow in a grove on the side of a hill. I don't care if the train runs late, if the checks don't clear, if the house blows down. I'll be off where the weeds run wild, where the seeds fall far from this earthbound town. And I'll start to soar. Watch me rain till I pour. Catch a ship that'll sail me astray. Get caught in a wind, I'll just have to obey. Till I'm flying away. Myself in a burst for the sky. I'll just roll. Let me lose all control. I want to float like a wish in a well. Free as the sound of the sea in a shell. I don't know, but maybe I'm just a fool. I should stick to the ground, I should stay where I'm at. Maybe everyone has hunger like this, and that hunger will pass, but I can't think like that. All I know is somewhere in the clearing, there's a flickering of sunlight on a river long and wide. And I have such a river inside. Let me run through a field in the night. Let me lift from the ground till my soul is in flight. Let me sway like the shade of a tree. Let me swirl like a cloud in a storm on the sea. Wish me on my way through the dawning day. I wanna flow, wanna rise, wanna spill. I wanna grow on the side of a hill. I wanna shift like a wave rolling on. Wanna drift from the path I've been traveling upon before.